consolidation of investments. I particularly want to draw your attention to two papers that are available on the Financial Reporting Council website, in that they relate to topics that have been and will continue to be on our agenda. The first one is a paper called What Do We Mean by the Term Financial Reporting in Relation to Integrated Reporting? It's a four-page document. I'd encourage everyone to read it because it's a very nice distillation and summary of the relationship between traditional financial reporting and integrated reporting and some of the other pressures that are being brought to bear by various stakeholders on corporations in terms of the information that they make available. Also, there's a paper that's a follow-up to their earlier work on complexity, and this will continue to be on their agenda. The main thing I wanted to bring to everyone's attention is that next year, Australia will be hosting a meeting of the G20, and already the chair of the Financial Reporting Council in Australia has written to a body that the Australian government has established called B20, which is sort of a group of very high-profile senior business people who will be operating independently of government, developing relevant business agendas to bring to the attention of G20. The FRC has written to the chair of B20 with the aim of putting the adoption of IFRS on the agenda for G20, consistent with some of G20's earlier proclamations. And I would encourage anyone that might have a strong interest in promoting that to also write to the chair of B20, who happens to be the managing director of a company that I'm on the board of. So if anyone wanted to follow up on that, I could give you the details. But clearly, Australia will be pushing very hard to further promote the acceptance of IFRS as the global standards. That was all I had to comment. Paul?
Thanks, Charles. I think the topic of integrated reporting seems likely to come back on our agenda in the not-too-distant future. Christoph.
Maybe only 2 points from Europe. One is very similar. Integrated reporting is growing at a tremendous speed. So if I look around how many companies this year issue something that they at least call an integrated report, so very significant growth on that front. The other thing to report be, as you may know, the EU endorsed IFRS 10, 11, 12, but gave companies one more year to start with it. That will mean, I've spoken to a number of companies, some do not make use of that, others make use of that. Those who make use of it, of course, will officially fall out of fully IFRS for at least 1 year. Got to see how that works on, but most who haven't done it say it's immaterial anyway. So we will see companies in Europe who continue to comply with full with EU IFRS, but do not comply with full IFRS for 1 year at least.
Thanks, Christoph. Any general comments or observations before we move on in the agenda? Wondering, in Canada, one of the issues has been what did it cost us to switch to IFRS, and research activities are underway. And Karen Brooks, I wonder, would you like to take a couple minutes now just to report back on where things stand on that?
I can do that, Paul. Thank you. I think, as we mentioned at the last meeting, there is a joint research study underway between the Canadian Institute of Chartered Accountants and FEI Canada to look at the cost and any issues around the Canadian changeover to IFRS, which all of you know took place on January 1st, 2011. So that work is moving along. We held a research forum last Thursday, which was largely just a discussion group amongst some of people who had participated in the survey. So the results of that should be forthcoming in the next 2 or 3 months, I would expect.
And I think it will be helpful to have some quantitative information as well as qualitative. Riaz.
I don't know whether you call this good news or bad news, but Sri Lanka just finished, started off with IFRS on 1/1/2012, and the first set of financials are coming out. particularly for the banks. And just to say that we didn't have the catastrophe that everybody thought will be there. So banks survived. And hopefully we'll have to see when the March year-end happens that the rest of the companies come through as well. But it's actually been fairly positive. There were a lot of doomsayers, you know, saying that there'll be a lot of problems. But I think we came through reasonably unscathed.
Encouraging. Jerry.
Thank you, Paul. Just to add one additional Canadian note. It gets maybe to the point that Christoph just mentioned, which has to do with the delays of adoption and adoption, but the expression from my Canadian colleagues it was that the devil's in the details, and that has to do with when there is an uneven implementation, and indeed that Europe delayed the adoption of the business combinations, but Canada indeed probably on a worldwide basis had the opportunity to be the first. And of course there's always an insurance connection for me, and because the banks have a later reporting date, the insurance companies in Canada had to be the first to implement. And you should never make a proposal unless you have some suggested solution, but unfortunately I'm in the position of having to do that. Simply that as they were trying to, the Canadian insurers, who I think everybody recognizes are three of the 10 largest life insurance companies in the world, so they're very significant businesses, were having to work through the details of the implementation. The audit firms themselves had not really fully on a global basis figured out how to do it. So I just, this issue that Christoph raises of uneven implementation is something that in terms of the firm's ability to give guidance, there's a great concern in Canada that indeed they may end up having to redo things as later other countries come online and new approaches are adopted, and they could find themselves having to go back and redo what they did. So this issue of uneven adoption is an issue.
Although I think in just about any scenario, Jerry, some group or subgroup has to go first. And as you say, there is a learning process, but hopefully whatever refinements don't sort of stand the original accounting on its head. We're good at complaining.
Yes.
Any other comments? But thank you for that. I mean, it is a significant concern and one that would be shared on many other topics, I suppose. All right. Well, seeing no other cards up, we'll turn to
already.
Hans. Yes, already. What have you been up to?
Nothing.